output of simple PLCDs urgent care. Today's date is 07/17/2025. The patient is for Shadarika Clayton. Clayton spells C-L-A-Y-T-O-N. Shadarika spells S-H-A-D-E-R-I-K-A. Date of birth is 07/03/1991. This is a 34-year-old female here with vaginal itching, burning, and vaginal discharge period. She said this has been going on for approximately 3 weeks. So she came in today because she thinks she has a STD. She stated that she has had STDs in the past and the symptoms are similar. She also reports painful and frequent urination period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient is G5 power 4, approximately 37 weeks long. Said she is being managed and followed by OBGYN and has had ultrasounds and the normal OBGYN workup / visits as a scheduled period. She denies, next line, she denies chest pain. She denies respiratory difficulties. She denies shortness of breath. She denies abdominal pain. She denies vaginal delivery, correction. She denies vaginal bleeding or watery discharge from her vagina, period. She said the discharge she's experiencing is green, similar to what she has had when she had an STD, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication, prenatal vitamins. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2-SAT is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 118 over 74. Pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, lower extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness bilaterally, no venous cord, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is gravid. Fetal movement is visible. No tenderness to palpation. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial alert 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is vaginitis. Number 2 is urethritis. Number 3 is urinary tract infection. Number 4 is third trimester gestation. Next paragraph. Urinalysis was done in clinic today. Urinalysis revealed trace leukocyte esterase. Glucose was normal. Ketones was normal. The blood was a trace intact. Next paragraph. The clinic today patient received the following. Rocephin, 500 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes. Then reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication. She says she's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was given strong return precautions. Advice to go to the emergency room if we are closed, especially if she starts having contractions, rupture of her membrane, increased temperature, increased respiratory rate, or increased cardiac rate. Next paragraph. Wells criteria was used screening this patient for DVT. Her Wells criteria score is low. Chance for DVT is extremely low. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.